fine.
FGH. ABC.
Okay, I'm on the phone with Luke Hyken, who's the lead attorney for Stephen Dunifer in the Micro Radio case. Luke, a monumental decision has just come down from federal judge Claudia Wilkin. Can you tell us what that decision was?
Basically, she has initially rejected the FCC's attempt to have this case resolved without trial or hearing. The FCC, you know, after going into court to seek an injunction from Judge Wilkin, attempted, when she denied their request for an injunction, to argue that she did not have jurisdiction to rule against them, but only for them. That Kafkaesque position has been initially rejected by the judge. She does want further briefing on a very narrow subject, namely whether, if the regulations are themselves unconstitutional, if the entire, you know, statutory and regulatory process that they've set up to license broadcasters, if that scheme is unconstitutional, is that a defense in the injunction? Now, we believe that the law will clearly indicate that, of course, it's a defense. And the parallel and the analogy that we drew in the case is if the FCC's regulatory scheme indicated that only white wealthy men could broadcast over the airwaves, is there really a suggestion that if the FCC went in to enjoin a non-white male from broadcasting, that they couldn't raise the unconstitutionality of that kind of regulatory scheme? We think the answer is one that we will ultimately prevail upon.
That's
what she has left open in the decision.
Well, now, is this an argument based on race, or is it one based on class? I mean, because I thought the argument was that poor people were the ones who were being robbed of the potential of the right to broadcast.
Well, it's not just poor people. I mean, the impact of the 100-watt restriction and the impact of the licensing scheme established by the FCC is that it not only precludes the poor from broadcasting, but that that has a disproportionate impact on people of color and on other people who are not represented by the multimillion-dollar corporations, the commercial corporations that control the airwaves. I mean, its impact is far more reaching than mere class. It impacts across the board.
It certainly has a greater impact on people of color, no doubt. But
in the last 15 years, I believe that the market control by non-white people has gone from 7% down to 2%, and that is a continually shrinking number. I mean, it's gotten to the point where a handful of multinational corporations control virtually the entire airwave.
As I say, certainly has a more of an impact on people of color, but it does kind of beg the question, do you think this case will ultimately be decided by the court based on their perception as poor people, as an oppressed minority? And would that be...
I think what the court's going to have to evaluate is the regulatory and statutory allocation of the airwaves by the FCC. And that's an overall, analysis of the regulatory scheme. The FCC clearly doesn't talk in terms of money. It doesn't talk in terms of race. The impact of their regulations is clear. And what we're trying to show is that they have created sort of this obstacle course whereby only the rich can broadcast, and we feel that that's in violation of their statutory establishment clauses.
Do you think this case is going to be set for trial in Judge Claudia Wilkin's courtroom?
No, I frankly think that the FCC will never permit Judge Wilkin to actually hear a case in which we challenge what they're doing. We think that they will, before they ever allow her to make a ruling on the merits, will procedurally try to avoid such a decision.
So what do you think will happen from here? They will appeal to the...
I think so, yes. I think they'll appeal her jurisdictional decision.
To...
The bottom line of her decision is that she is stating, yes, she has jurisdiction to hear this case, and she's prepared to go forward with it. The Ninth Circuit, the FCC is trying to get the case not even in the Ninth Circuit, I believe. I think they're going to try to get the case kicked over to the Washington, D.C. circuit or some equivalent kind of avoidance technique.
And what do you think are their chances of succeeding at that?
Well, I gave up a long time ago trying to prophesy what courts would do.
Does this impact other micro-broadcasters and other areas of the country, this decision? Because I'm particularly in the last couple of weeks or so, we've seen the FCC seem to adopt a strategy of picking off micro-stations in various different parts of the country. They've left stations here in the Bay Area pretty much alone. But in other areas of the country, they've knocked off two stations in Massachusetts, one in Florida, one in Howell, Michigan. And I was reading on the Internet just the other day that they recently shut down a station in Kansas City. Do you think this decision will impact those other cases? And will this force the FCC to stop taking these actions against micro-broadcasters in other parts of the country?
Well, we hope eventually that will be the result. I mean, the FCC, their stepped-up harassment of micro-radio stations is in direct response to the National Association of Broadcasters meeting 2.5 months ago that basically called for that conduct by the FCC. And the FCC, which basically exists to do the bidding of the NAB and its, multinational commercial corporate interests, started lockstepping right along, doing what they were told by the NAB. Now, whether the FCC is in fact going to look at Judge Wilkins' decision and say, well, obviously there is a question as to the constitutionality of what we're doing, and therefore we're going to, start giving the American people the opportunity to speak to each other without going through Disney and Westinghouse and General Electric. No, I frankly don't think the FCC is ever going to do that. I question whether they would do it if the U.S. Supreme Court told them that they had to let the American people speak on the airwaves. I think the NAB would find some way of shutting down the FCC if the laws were such that the American people actually had a right to speak to each other without going through these million-dollar filters.
So you think the FCC's next move, then, will be to appeal to the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court?
I think they're going to try to get it out of Judge Wilkins' court. That's what I expect. I would even be surprised if they file the briefs that she's required them to file. But we'll have to wait and see. I mean, a decision from a federal district court in California is not binding in the other districts of the nation. And while the precedent is important, and while the rationale of her argument is clearly very persuasive, I certainly don't think it's going to stop the FCC from catering to the interests that it caters to.
Can you give us any kind of an idea of a time frame, how long it will be before the appeals court takes up this case?
It's unclear. It's not in the appeals court yet. At this stage, Judge Wilkin gave the FCC 2 weeks to brief the question of, even if their regulations are unconstitutional, does that mean that we, the defense, cannot raise that as a defense in this injunction case? And we have a week to answer that, and then her court will issue a decision. I imagine that kind of decision would come out sometime after the middle of December, anytime after that.
Okay, so we're looking at least 3 weeks of clear sailing and maybe more, huh?
Really unclear. Like I say, if the FCC were to try to go directly into the Court of Appeal, you're probably looking at a much longer process. And as I indicated, I don't think the FCC is about to try to allow Judge Wilkin to have a hearing on the merits of this case. I think they procedurally will try to avoid that at any cost.
Okay. Thanks, Luke. Are there any closing comments you'd care to make?
No, we just look forward to the opportunity to have, the court, almost any court, be given an opportunity to decide who the real pirates are of the airwaves. The thousands of micro-radio broadcasters who seek to communicate with the people of their communities, or these billionaire commercial interests that control the airwaves as if they own them. I mean, we think that any court that looks at this rationally will decide that the real thieves are, these corporations that have stolen the airwaves from the American people.
If this case actually does go to trial, will it be a judge making that decision, or will it be a jury?
No, that will be a judge.
Okay, Luke Hyken, thanks very much for speaking with us today on San Francisco Liberation Radio.